This is Apollo Control at 132 hours, 53 minutes. We have about 1 minute of acquisition time left with the command module Endeavour before the spacecraft goes around the corner of the moon on its 28th revolution. And we've had a brief bit of telemetry, both at the start of this front side pass and toward the end of it. The spacecraft appears to be in good condition. We've had no communication with Al Worden, as was expected. Worden is performing the bistatic radar test using the command module S-band and VHF communication systems for this test. And at the beginning of the next revolution, the 29th revolution, he is scheduled to begin his 7-hour rest period. So we do not expect any further communications with Worden aboard the command module. We said goodnight to Jim Irwin and Dave Scott aboard the lunar module at 130 hours, 57 minutes. And the flight surgeon reported a little less than an hour later that Irwin appeared to be sound asleep. We have biomedical data on Irwin, not on Scott, which is the normal procedure during a rest period. This would appear to give the crew aboard Falcon about 6 hours, perhaps a little bit more, sleep before their scheduled wake-up time to begin preparation for their second EVA. The planning for that second EVA will continue throughout the night. At the present time, it appears based on the oxygen consumption rates in the portable life support systems during the first EVA and the metabolic rates for the crewmen, that the second EVA, extravehicular activity period, will be about 6 hours, 30 minutes, the planned time on it. This was to have been a 7-hour EVA, but based on the oxygen consumption rates, the metabolic rates of the crew during the first EVA, we're planning on a somewhat shortened exploration period for the second EVA. We'll plan it at 6 hours, 30 minutes, and if the oxygen consumption rates are a bit lower than predicted, we would be able to extend it towards the nominal 7 hours. We've had loss of signal now with the command module. We'll continue to monitor for any communications with the lunar module, although we do not expect any. At 132 hours, 56 minutes, this is Apollo Control standing by.